Born in Chennai, R.K. Narayan's ability to tell stories masterfully ensured that his readers across the country kept turning the pages. He was one of the earliest authors writing in English in India, with his first novel published in 1935. Narayan made the language his own and gave his readers stories that were based in the heartlands of India and its cities, small towns, and villages. Being honored with the Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and an A.C. Benson medal by the Royal Society of Literature, he became the first recipient of the Sahitya Akademi Award, English, in 1960, a hat tip to some of his iconic contributions to India's literary landscape, R.K. Narayan. Paid courtesy, Wikimedia Commons. The town of Malgudi. Narayan's most iconic creation was the fictional town of Malgudi, which was located in South India. Here one would meet all kinds of characters, children, teachers, clerks, printers, tricksters, and talkative correspondents. Many claimed that it emerged as a portmanteau of Bengaluru's Malleshwaram, Mal, and then Baswangudi, Gudi, districts. Malgudi's realities seemed to fit naturally into the realities of those growing up in India in the early 20th century. Through Malgudi, one sees a changing India from the 1930s to the years after independence. Meet the characters Swaminathan, Swami. When 10-year-old Swami isn't running away from studies, he is busy forming a cricket team, the LS Quo, MCC, Malgudi Cricket Club. He is called Tate, after the English cricketer Maurice Tate, because of his bowling skills. Swami hangs out with his friends Mani, Somu, Sanka, Rajam, and Samuel every evening. Though mostly innocent at the beginning, his consciousness and disobedience towards the end lead him to fall out of favor with his school headmasters, resulting in severe punishments. Swami's story is about growing up, making and losing friends, and coming to terms with the larger truths of the world. Read, Swami and Friends. Raju, Raju, a tourist guide, tricks tourists who arrive in Malgudi. Narayan writes, it was in his nature to get involved in other people's interests and activities. He falls in love with Rosie, a dancer married to Marco, who ends up leaving her. Raju assumes the position of Rosie's stage manager. We learn that his greed for money catches up with him, and that he ends up behind the bars for a crime associated with forgery. After his release, we see him make amends and an attempt to straighten up, and a house featured in the series Red, The Guide, Watch, The Guide, 1965, Vasu, a taxidermist from Junagadh, Vasu, enters the printer Natraj's shop, asking for printouts of visiting cards. He is new to the town and talks Nataraj into letting him stay in his attic. He believes science can conquer nature, and is in search of wild animals at the Mempi forest. He makes Nataraj's life miserable and chases away his customers, killing nearby pets and bringing in carcasses of wild animals. Narayan infuses disorder in the town, specifically in Nataraj's press life, through Vasu before the protagonist takes on the journey to restore it. Read, the man-eater of Malgudi. Mr. Sampath, a printer like Nataraj, is a small-time business partner of Srinivas, the editor of a weekly in Malgudi called The Banner. He lacks a moral compass and indulges in money-making schemes. And after the closing of Srinivas Weekly, he ropes the editor in to write for his filmmaking studio, Sunrise Productions. He plays the lead role in his first film and ends up having an affair with the actress, despite being married to someone else. This book deals with actions and consequences, and Sampath has to reckon with his choices. Read, Mr. Sampath and the printer of Malgudi. Available leading bookstores and e-stores.